here's a story from The World.
In Uganda, election officials are counting the votes from yesterday's presidential election. The incumbent, President Yoweri Museveni, appears to have taken an early lead. But the leading opposition candidate, pop singer-turned-politician Bobi Wine, is alleging fraud. He also said today that his home is under siege by government troops. The World's Halima Gikandi is in Uganda's capital, Kampala. We're speaking to her by phone. Halima, I know you spoke earlier today with Bobi Wine. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so today I visited his home, which I have to mention is surrounded by the military. They've essentially set up a checkpoint right in front of his home and are keeping tabs on who enters and leaves. And he, in fact, it's been like that for at least a week, that heavy police and military presence. And when it comes to the election, he essentially called it a sham. The election results are still being counted. The final results won't come out until tomorrow, but he said many of the election observers from his party weren't able to actually access polling stations yesterday, and there's a big question about whether the actual polling results from across the country, if that's what will actually be sent to the National Tallying Center here in Kampala.
Election results were expected to come out tomorrow. What's the government saying about the process?
Well, the Electoral Commission, which runs the election, has been saying that, you know, the process is going smoothly, that there really aren't big problems. I mean, again, election and votes are still being counted. And again, remember, there's no internet, so we're all just hearing results being announced by the Electoral Commission about different areas in the country. We still haven't heard election results from here in Kampala and the surrounding area. I mean, that's kind of considered an area where Bobi Wine has a lot of support. So some people I spoke with don't really feel confident in the election because of that, because they haven't seen results come from here where we are now. And also because, again, there's no internet. We're all relying on the radio and TV. And vis-a-vis that, what information is coming from the Electoral Commission directly?
Is there no internet because there's no internet, or is it because the government shut it down?
Good question. I haven't heard the government say specifically directly that they're the ones who shut it down. But, I mean, Uganda is a well-developed country. I've been here multiple times with few problems with my internet. So the question is who else could do that? That said, earlier this week, President Museveni did admit that the government had restricted social media. So it isn't a far kind of cry to suggest that the government was the one that shut down the internet. But they haven't said that directly. And yes, the internet is shut down.
And was it shut down on Election Day?
It was shut down the day before Election Day, the evening before Election Day.
You've been out and about in Kampala today speaking with voters. What's the atmosphere in the capital, and what are you hearing from people?
Yeah, well, in the capital, it's a bit quiet still. A lot of people seem to be at home. I mean, it's different from yesterday where we have long lines around polling stations. And here again, because the internet shut down, I've walked through certain areas and markets where people are crowded around small stores that have large televisions, and they're all eagerly watching the election results come in. Just recently, I walked by this young kid who was carrying this giant radio, and that was giving updates from local media. So people are watching. People are waiting for the election results to come in, and I think we'll have to see what the reaction is tomorrow when the final announcement is made.
The World's Halima Gikandi speaking to us from Kampala, Uganda. Thanks so much, Halima.
Thank you.